So there's lots of activities for the kids. One of the feature things for the kids, Ursel, is Chris McCarron brings his exercisers. We call it the Pony Express.
Yeah.
And the kids and the adults, too. I mean, everybody gets on these things. one of them, of course, is Ali Sheba. So you get on Ali Sheba, it's a mechanical horse. It's just like the jockeys train on in his jockey, North American Academy Jockey Training School. Yeah. And lines are long for that all day long because the kids and adults both love to ride those mechanical horses.
Yeah. For those who don't know, that school's based right here at the Thoroughbred Center. And we get to watch those kids, Jim, right from the beginning almost, you know. I mean, there's several of them right now, the working horses out here, that the next step is you'll get them hooked up with some big trainer somewhere, you know. Pletcher's taking them, and Asmussen's taking them, and, you know, Alan jerking his head, you know. So he really, of course, Chris knows them all. He's ridden for all of them, you know. I'm talking to Jim Freeze here, and it sounds like we're going to have a lot of fun. That's on the 29th down in Paris for the Secretariat Festival, and it sounds like a great chance to get down there and get some autographs with two Hall of Fame jockeys, for one thing. I guess maybe three. Is Crouget in Hall of Fame now?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that would be three Hall of Fame. Yeah. Pat Day is, and of course, so is Chris McCarron.
Yep.
That's quite a collection of riding a talent down there.
Right. And also on Friday, the festival is really expanding now, including Friday. Paris has developed their art walk, and they put that on the day before the festival. Mm-hmm. So Friday night from 5 till 8 is the Paris Art Walk. They have some 30 different stores and venues with the artists bring in their goods, show them right there. In addition, we have street entertainment at 6:30. We're going to have the Village Town Dancers from Lexington come in and do their honor grades dancing out in the street. And then at 8, we start signing up for the Secretariat Festival Maker's Mark Barrel Mania Celebrity Bottles event.
Uh-oh.
That's a long name, but it's a fundraising event. And we have hand-painted whiskey barrels from Maker's Mark that are just
big absolute, barrels, big whiskey barrels?
Yeah, big whiskey barrels. I'm going to show you mercy. Some. I know the people can't see this, but I thought you would enjoy seeing some of these. It's fabulous, absolutely fabulous work by the local artists from Paris and Bourbon County and Lexington.
Do the pictures come on them too? You know?
Those are painted on the barrels.
They're painted on them. Well, there's John Sosby, and of course, there's Miss Chinnery, and there's Secretariat. But boy, that's wonderful.
So those are auctioned off on Friday night, along with a special bottle of Maker's Mark that it will be a collector's bottle because it's signed by one of the celebrities. This year's celebrities that signed these bottles are, of course, three Triple Crown winning jockeys, Ron Turcotte, Steve Coughlin, and Jean Crouget. So we have labels on these bottles.
Oh, you got Stevie coming.
Yeah. No, he's not coming. He signed a bottle that'll be on the auction.
Oh, it's going to. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can actually have a collector's bottle Maker's Mark signed by a Triple Crown winning jockey, Ron Turcotte, or Steve Coughlin, or Jean Crouget. And of course, in addition to that, Chris McCarron will actually be there Friday night, part of the festivities. Penny will be there Friday night, Ron Turcotte and Charlie Davis. So it's kind of a fun night at the auction. We'll also have bottles signed by such as Wayne Lucas, Calvin Burrell, director Randall Wallace from the Secretariat Movie, UK star Anthony Davis.
That'll go.
Ashley Judd.
Now, you're sure you needed to get her in person.
Well, we're still striving.
That would have got messy down there.
So Friday night's a big fun time, too, and some people can't make the festival on Saturday, but they can come down and join the art walk and the fundraising event Friday.
All that night. You talk about is going to be downtown.
Downtown Paris.
Okay.
Yeah.
Downtown Paris is not all that long either, you know. So you start about 10th Street and start walking, right?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Fun time.
Yeah, it will be. What, are you going to close down Main Street there?
We do. We block off Main Street and just devote it to the art walk and all the shops, open the doors and bring out the wine and cheese.
So what time do you shut down there? What time?
Well, the art walk is from 5 to 8, and then the Barrel Mania fundraising auction is from 8 till about 10.
Okay. So they probably shut the street down about 8 o'clock?
Yeah, it was shut down until 8 o'clock.
Until 8?
Yeah, then they opened the street because the art walk is inside a building. I mean, Barrelmania fundraising dinner is inside a building.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not really a dinner. It's just a fundraising party.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That sounds like it's really going to be fun. Boy. Yeah,
it'll be big time.
Let me take another break here. We'll get back with you and we'll wrap it up. So, well, one of the Group 2 Acom stakes at York after a 12-length score in a maiden special, Don Donnell, was a closing second. Just got beat a nose in the Group 2 Champagne stakes at Doncaster last Saturday. He is a colt with great potential, and he's from the first crop by First Defense. Now, First Defense won grade 1 stakes, and although speed was his forte, he's got a classic pedigree. He's by Unbridled Song, the son of classic winner and classic sire Unbridled. Out of grade 1 winner, Honest Lady, a daughter of classic winner and classic sire Seattle Slough. And Honest Lady is a half-sister to the classic winner and brilliant sire, Empire Maker. There are more runners like Dun Donnell waiting in the wings, and First Defense has already demonstrated his ability to sire top-class stakes winners. He stands at Judmont Farm, home also of the proven sire of grade 1 stakes winners, Miz and Mass. Now, inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com. I want to talk a little bit about my good friend Tom Biederman, biedermanbrokerage.com. Tom, of course, the premier real estate, what do you call him? Broker, I guess he is. I hate to refer to him as a broker, but anyway, he's the guy that gets the job done if you're buying or selling real estate. And he's got some great places listed on his website, and it's a wonderful website. It's biedermanbrokerage.com. I'll spell it for you in just a minute. One place in particular that I know very well is 2780 Troy Pike down in Versailles, and that's the historic Elmwood Farm. Some friends of mine own that. And, I hate to see him move from there, but maybe there, that's, of course, that's John and Benny Williams' place. Man, maybe John is retiring. Benny's much too young to retire, so it just has to be John that's retiring. So, and anyway, they're wonderful people and nice places, and this is a real, you just couldn't do any better if you're looking for a place to walk in, because I know it's been treated right, and it's just the right size, 74.67 acres. It's a wonderful location. Got everything he needs in there, you know, running sheds and automatic waterers and those fabulous elm trees, a place where it's, you know, called Elmwood. And it's 2780 Troy Pike. It's go down and take a look at it. If you're looking for a nice medium-sized farm, you couldn't do any better than that. And let's see, there's other places for sale out on Leestown Road and down close to Midway's. It's got 192 acres down there for sale, gently rolling land, excellent soils. It's a great website. Go to it. It's biedermanbrokerage.com, B-I-E-D-E-R-M-A-N, brokerage.com. And, of course, that's Tom Biederman. A great guy to do business with, somebody that can absolutely get the job done for you. And he's just a nice person. If you're nothing else, go down, give him a call, and introduce yourself, and you'll be glad you did, because he's a nice person. Well, the first foals by No Biz Like Showbiz are two-year-olds, and they're finding the winner's circle. Gallant Performer won first time out by 12.5 lengths in a maiden special. Indiana Ruth, third in a first start, came right back and won by 7. Thank You Kisses won a maiden special in his second start. Boogie Biz has one start and one third. And there are more on the way. So you're invited to visit No Biz Like Showbiz and the other Crestwood Farm stallions. Grade 1 sire Kipling by Gulch. Mutata, one of more than 100 stakes winners by Mutocton. The proven stakes sire Noble Causeway by Giants Causeway. And the brilliant young multiple graded stakes winner Tis Deja Vu by Tis Now. While visiting, ask about the services available at Crestwood Farm. It's a good farm to know. Crestwood is family operated, and they treat their clients like family, and that's why so many of their clients have been with them for years and years. Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm, 272-3770, and see the website at crestwoodfarm.com. I ain't hear it. That's Arthur Hancock.
Well,
he usually comes in here and sits over in the corner and picks and grins, you know.
Yeah. Super.
Took it off one of his CDs. I hope he doesn't mind.
Sure he doesn't.
Okay. Yeah. I'm talking to Jim Freeze at from Cleveland Farming. He's the mover and shaker and the secretary at festival that is coming up. And it's, once again, it starts actually on downtown Paris on the 28th.
And Friday night.
Friday night. And then it moves to...
To the fairgrounds
down in Paris, and it's, boy, they've got so much going on. It's expanded so much. I think I've had you all on the show here since it started, and you've talked about more today than I didn't think all of the other three. When did it start? 2008.
2008, and you know you're right. One of the indications of how it's grown is the simple measure of the number of people that come for the tour of Secretariat's stall and gravesite. We, last year, we ended up, after being on your show, mm-hmm. and the following week we had the event, we had 375 people, mostly all of them from out of town, all around the country, mm-hmm. that came in for this festival. So it is seem to be kind of going to the next level. People are true to their heroes, you might say. And of course, you know, Secretariat is like Babe Ruth baseball and Walter Cronkite of the Evening News. I mean, this is Secretariat. He just has a tremendous following. And the storyline is fantastic with the top-notch, high-quality owners, Ms. Chinnery, and all she's done for the industry. And she's being acknowledged on Sunday, you know, after the festival at the Thoroughbred Club.
Yeah.
And then, of course, with the movie itself and all the tie-ins, it makes it a tremendous event. I would like to say that people can actually go and see some of the things that we've talked about here this morning. Online, we now have the secretariatfestival.com.
Very good.
And they can open that up and click on the little video done by Tom Leach, who's been a major supporter of our festival.
Another good old Bourbon County boy.
Yeah. We got a little 3-minute video that shows photographs from the prior festivals, and so people can see some of the kind of things that we do there with the horses and the people and the autograph sessions and so on. And of course, they can go to Secretariat Festival Facebook and see even more, especially the barrels. And I would like to encourage everyone that's listening to go to the secretariatfestival.com and click on the barrels and then vote for your favorite barrel. For all these artists that put in hours and hours of work to paint these barrels, we have the People's Choice Award and then the Best in Show Award.
Mm-hmm.
So you can click on a barrel and hit the like button.
And what do those awards consist of?
A ribbon,
okay.
Acknowledgement,
okay.
And being among the best in your peers. So the artists are trying to win the awards.
Oh, there you go. Well, this is a all the money goes toward good causes. So you all, it's a lot of fun. I've been to them, and I'm going to try to get down there again, Jim.
Yeah. Well, we want to thank you, Ursula. You've been such a supporter of the festival and the industry at large, and what would we do without you? Just please keep on keeping on.
Well, I'm trying. Father Time's catching up with me.
Well, thanks for having me here today.
Jim, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming in. And that festival, as we say, it starts the 28th during the evening right downtown Paris, and go in and walk around and see what's going on. And then the next day it's out at the fairgrounds down in Bourbon County. All right. Jackie,
yes.
You through clocking? How many did we end up with?
Three pages? Four on page three.
Okay, that would be 37, about close to 80.
Ooh.
Yeah. I didn't think we would, because last Saturday, yesterday I turned in 76, and I thought we'd be easy today. Huh?
Harold said it was 79 yesterday.
Oh, well, Harold can't count. He's a track man. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you coming in. We'll see you next week, too. You're going to bring in Mrs. Tweedy.
That's right.
Yeah. So you're going to come with her?
Probably not. The festival starts at 9:45.
Oh, well, you'd have
somebody
to
has to man the gates.
Yeah.
Stay out of the way. That's my job.
Stay out of the way?
That's funny.
Boy, Jackie, they've got so many things going on down there, you can't believe it.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay. I need a rest.
Yeah.
So if you would do your...
Well, I'm going to do my... I'm just insane here.
I wonder if Michael Blowen, give Michael a call and see if he's going to be able to make it. He hurt his back yesterday. You know, yeah. I don't know what he was
picking
doing.
Up money.
Probably fell off a bar stool is what happened, you know.
And, picking but, up money, October.
Picking up money?
Yeah. That happens.
Wes, did you get your Coke?
Yes.
You did. Well, I'm going to go get
got
one
his
now.
Coke.
You're on, Jackie.
All right, I am. Oh, great. I'm trying to figure out what these numbers are. I'll tell you, I hate to complain. Well, I'm going to complain. If you go to the Horse Park website and you're looking to find out what's going on, good luck to you. Because they printed out in teeny weeny, this is October. There is September 30th.
Can I have your protein
it's
shake?
Amazing. Yeah, I have my protein shake.
All right, bud.
See that? It's so tiny. Maybe I'll try to get it the second hour, because all I've got to come up today at the horse park is something called... It's a horse show. I know it's a horse show, but the print is so tiny. I mean, I'm sorry. You can hardly read it without a... Oh, okay. TOBA, Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders, Thoroughbred Pedigree and Confirmation Clinic, October 8th and 9th in Lexington. Ooh, good speakers. Rob Keck from Crestwood, Dermot Ryan from Ashford, Adrian Wallace Ashford, Dr. John Park from Park Equine right up here, and a few other good people. Clinic includes visits to Ashford Stud, Park Equine Hospital, and Woodford Thoroughbred. So if you want to register to attend, it's toba.org. As they've been talking about, Secretariat Festival is next weekend. Is that, that's right, that is next weekend. Saturday, September 9th, will be the equine demonstrations, competition, food, entertainment, gallery of arts, crafts, gifts, Claiborne Farm Tours, and you runners out there, the Big Red 5K Run Walk is at Edina Springs at 9 in the morning. Now, let me tell you what, don't often get to run. My daughter used to run. And, you know, you run everywhere. You don't have a lot of choice. But Edina Springs is stunning. So you want to be sure to catch this so you can run on this farm. It's a beauty. And the new book about Riva Ridge is going to debut at Secretariat Festival. This is, of course, the horse that was born the year before Secretariat. He was a wonderful, wonderful horse. But when you're... 12 months ahead of Secretary, you don't get quite the attention. So, there's a new book, Penny Chenery's daughter wrote it. She's going to be on the show next week, so that would be good. Okay, let's see. Woodford Hounds Cross Country Trial is Sunday, October 21st. And that will be at the Woodford Hounds Kennel. Kathy Murphy's having a hunter pace Sunday, October 28th. That's at Kathy Murphy's farm. You can look it up. It's over near Hunt Country at over near Athens and all that over in that part of the of Fayette County. Okay, I want to tell you the name of a really great computer store. It's Lexington Computer Clinic. They are out at Hamburg. They're in the same building as Myers, and they're terrific. What I really, really, really like is that you can go there and take a half-hour computer lesson, bring your laptop, right there on their countertop. It's only $20, and you can try to figure out what you're doing and stuff. Well, they'll fix it for you. They're really, really, really reasonably priced. So their number is 263-7374. Today at 6:30 is the Paris Bourbon County YMCA 27th Annual Fall Benefit. Once again, it's at Edina Springs. That's Cane Ridge Road in Paris. They, $60 at the door. So if you want to go, I would suggest you call Rachel Skinner at 987-1935. They're going to have cocktails, food, music, live and silent auctions, catering by Bayou Bluegrass. That sounds pretty good. They're going to have, for instance, one of their silent auctions, two of their silent auctions, engraved halter worn by Ghost Zapper and an engraved halter worn by Awesome again. Let's see. Masterson Station, today's the day, folks. If you can help out there, today's the 22nd. Masterson Station is a public park. It's, I don't know, somebody told me like 700 acres. I don't know. But a lot of it's taken up now by soccer fields. But the rest of it, there's places to ride. There's trail riding and they've got rings and they've got cross-country jumps. And the Masterson Equestrian Trust Foundation was set up to help take care of this and to protect the park for the horses. So if you can, go out today. Just show up at 2 o'clock. They're going to work from 2 to 6. Bring work gloves. Meet at the parking lot by the Hunter Ring. If they need weed eaters, hedge trimmers, so if you have gas, weed eaters or hedge trimmers, please. Did you hear about that woman that got convicted trying to cut her husband's head off with an electric chainsaw?
No.
No, yeah. She got convicted. He didn't get hurt at all. See, what her problem was is she used an electric chainsaw instead of a gas chainsaw. Those electric chainsaws aren't any good. I mean, I've got one. They don't cut butter. But, yeah, she also got convicted of coming at him with a hatchet and a mallet. Now, that woman was mad.
I didn't get mine started.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. Women can't start electric chainsaws gas chainsaws after first get so old you can't pull it. And I got it. So I got to go with my gas. I got an electric chainsaw, and it just doesn't work very well. So anyway, there you are. That poor woman. My God.
Newsflash of the week.
Yeah, the newsflash of the week. I thought, gas, you dummy. All right, new from Macaulay's is an M. I'd like to know what he did. She was some kind of mad. The funny part is what if he's way away in the other end of the house and your extension cord's not long enough? That's another problem. Did she premeditate enough to get a real long? That would have got her. That would have taken care of her problem. Okay. Now, today, where are we? Oh, yes. New from Macaulay's M10 Balancer Pelleted Supplement for mature horses at maintenance or work. It's ideal for mature horses requiring little to no grain and overweight horses. I got some of those. Okay. So, it's at Macaulay's. Call Mike Warren or David Langmeyer, 873-3333. Today also is the Farm Manager's Trail Ride. It begins at noon. You can sign in at 11. It's at Shakertown. It's a great place to ride. One reason it's so good is if it's a long trail ride and you want to turn around and come back, there's so many marked trails and you have a map. That's why it's good to hunt down there. You can just say, I'm going back, hook on a trail, and go back. You don't get lost like you do in Farmer So-and-so's place. You know, you've got a way back, and you don't have to take a road, you know, like a highway. So it's a great place to ride. So they're going to ride at noon. They're going to have lunch supplied by Shaker Village at 3. It's a two-hour ride, and non-invited riders can come. It's just really great. So anyway, that's going on today. Let's see. Yesterday was the Betsy. That's done. And let's see what else we've got going on soon. Central Kentucky Riding for Hope is always looking for volunteers. One of the boys out here, excuse me, one of the riders out here has decided to go out and volunteer. They need people that they can teach you what to do. You know, what they do now, Betsy went out there, my daughter Betsy, and they've got a stand, and they kind of climb up on the stand, and they help the person get on the horse. And then when the horse moves away, they've got somebody on the horse's head, and they've got a person or a therapist or somebody on each side of the horse, and they've got somebody behind the horse. So that's four people for every trip. So they can always use people to help them do that kind of thing. It's pretty nice. Okay, quickly, you better RSVP for the dinner dance with Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club. Bill Wofford's the Farm Manager of the Year. It's next Friday. It's at the Red Mile in Round Barn. Cocktails at 6 in the paddock if it doesn't rain. Premier event begins at 7. Listen, it's fun. It's a real good time. The kids go and dance. The grown-up, we, our age, we sit there off to the side. Individual seats are $45. Eight seats at a table is $3.15. So if you want to hurry up and go to this, if you've let it slip your mind, 987-7321. I don't think it's too late. I think they'll help you out. All right. The second edition of the All-Tech National Horse Show in Lexington is set for October 30th through November 4th. It's at the All-Tech Arena. This is the one with the McClay National Championships. This is the, it may be the oldest horse show in the world. I mean, in the United States, this thing was such a big deal in New York. Very social. It started in 1933. Most prestigious and coveted award for junior riders is the McClay. It's a big deal. If you can't say how big a deal it is, it's fantastic. So hopefully this year, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't have a lot of parties this year. They grabbed it last year, which was great. They got a hold of it. And it was a wonderful thing because it was going to fall apart. It was in New York, and then it wound up in New Jersey or somewhere, and nothing. It was terrible. So, well, let me see here. I'm about finished, Ursel.
You are?
Yes, sir.
Well, sing.
Oh, my God. You don't want me to do that. No, I'm pretty much finished. This is so hard to read, okay. And it repeats.
Well, I'm behind in my commercial.
Oh, well, go ahead. Go, baby, go.
We're going to have to adjust down there, Mary Jane. Went outside to take a little break, and I had four works while I was out.
You're kidding.
No.
I told Harold, I said, you know, Harold, I want you to make a big sign. It says closed. I can roll that sucker down and come in here and say, can't you read the sign?
Well, let me catch up here a little bit. Sorry about that, Mary Jane. If you breed to race, take a look at Mustanfar. He's sign runners, and he stands for a very reasonable fee. From 8 starters in his first crop, Mothiba has won 4 times racing in Europe. She's placed in stakes. Room of Doom won a maiden special at Mountaineer. Now, there's a nice purse. Won again at the same track and has placed on 5 other occasions. Fortune Afar won a maiden special and has also placed 5 times, 4 times at Oaklawn. Ms. Mustanfar won a maiden special first time out, and she has 2 wins and 2 thirds, and Must Be Sweet placed in his 3rd start, and he's just sitting on a win. So it's not surprising that Mustanfar is siring hard-hitting runners because he was a multiple graded stakes winner. Won graded stakes at Keeneland, Belmont, placed in grade 1 stakes at Gulfstream, earned over $625,000, and he's the son of Sire Sires Unbridled. Call station manager Ken Barnes at Shadwell Farm and ask about Mustanfar. He didn't put you in the winner's circle. The number is 224-4585. See the website, shadwellfarm.com. Well, we went over to an open house over at Quill and Tack yesterday and just had a wonderful pork over there. What was that? Pork chops, wasn't it?
Well, it was like a pork loin, but that's the biggest, fattest pork loin I've ever seen. I don't think it was, I don't know what it was, but it was fabulous. Oh, my.
Nice crowd.
Wayne Estes, it can do some kind of barbecuing.
That was nice crowd. Yeah. And nice people.
Yeah, and Ralph wasn't there. He was operated on his knee, 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, he was out chasing a cow.
Yeah. And hurt his knee. And now the cattle are for sale, I understand, as is the farm. The hell with all of it. That's what he said.
I doubt that, seriously. Well, Quillen Tack's a wonderful place. And it's down in Paris, Kentucky. It's the Kentucky's premier, or maybe the world's premier tack shop. They sell over 17,000 halters a year worldwide. It's the nation's largest custom halter shop.
They had and a sale on stuff,
they
too.
They take care of they take care of old friends, and they had a sale yesterday. Jackie had to go in and buy something.
Well, I wound up with a bottle of leather conditioner for $5.
That's pretty good.
A spray bottle of leather conditioner, because these guys stand there handing you coupons. Mm. So I just snagged something.
But, boy, the food I don't know good. If that's their 30th anniversary of what it was.
Yeah. Well, the funny part is Ralph had his operation yesterday at 3 in the afternoon. By 4 o'clock or sometime during the day, he was on Facebook with a picture of the barbecue. So I guess he
just
fine.
Came out from under the drugs.
Yeah, right.
Got right up on the internet.
Exactly.
Well, it's a great tack shop, and let me tell you how to find it. There's got a great gift shop down there. If you're going into Paris, go to the third stoplight and look on your left, and you can't miss it. That's Quillen Leather and Tack. Well, September 8th, Woodbine. Spring Venture and Spring in the Air, 2-year-olds from the first crop by Spring at Last, finished 1-2 in a field of 14. And the grade 2, $257,000 Natal Mistakes. Now, the Natal was a win and you're in for the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf, and Spring at Last is now the nation's number one ranked freshman sire with the earners of more than $514,000. Spring Venture, bred in Kentucky by Stoneway Farm, and a 320,000 graduate of the OBS June Sale, won by a length and 3/4 over a closing Spring in the Air, bred by Windstar Farm, and a $130,000 graduate of the OBS March Sale. In her first career start, Spring in the Air ran second in the $150,000 Shady Well Stakes at Woodbine. Then she broke her maiden by 10 1/4 lengths in her second start. Spring Venture is undefeated. Both fillies are trained by Mark Cassie. Spring at Last is also the sire of A Lover's Question, winner of the Jamestown Stakes, Colonial Downs, and two others to placement stakes. He has 8 winners, 2 stakes winners, including a grade 2 winner, plus a grade 2 place runner, and his first crop. Leading first crop sire, Spring at Last, a grade 1 stakes winner, and a millionaire, stands at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy or Leanna Packard. See the website, windstarfarm.com. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing good, but you know what?
You on drugs now, too?
No, but I went the horse route. I got Lubricin and horse liniment.
Yeah,
and it's the best thing that worked. Now I've gone from agonizing pain to moderate discomfort.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, that's always.
I've gone the equine route. Oh. I'm not recommending this. I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on the radio. But I'll tell you, I feel a lot better.
Well, that's good. A little worried. What? Nothing worse than the back.
It was brutal. Every time I took a step, and I couldn't get. You can't get comfortable, so you can't sleep. And
we decided.
It's hard to believe it, but I was even getting a little grouchy.
We decided you hurt your back bending over picking up money.
I thought. Well, that's what happened. How did you know that? I fell off a bar stool. Do you know what a back strain it is after you've fallen off a bar stool and you're trying to pick up pennies?
I said earlier in the show you probably had.
I heard that.
I thought the official thing was fall out of the choir loft.
I like that answer better.
All righty.
So how are you, Michael?
Good. Well, everything's going great. We just got a couple of new horses. I mentioned last week we got Dancing Renee. We just got a nice horse from Medina Springs named Racketeer that Bobby Frankel used to train. Is a great son of Awesome Again. Ran against the iron. You know, ran against a lot of other horses. We have Arson Squad. And, and so he came in, and we thank Eric Hamelback for that. And he came over in great shape. So we're very excited. Janet told me I have to beg for hay. begging for hay, begging for hay.
All right.
If anybody's got any extra little straw or a little extra hay,
good luck.
Don't know what to do with it, just send it on over. Well, you know, you got to take a swing at it. It's not going to go out of the park unless you swing at it, even if you miss, like I do most of the time.
You're not bashful about asking, though, is it, Jack?
Not at all.
No. Not on behalf of these great athletes.
I know Matt Frazier took your load.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Really nice.
I just talked to Matt a minute ago.
Did?
Where is he?
He's in Oklahoma. He's going to watch Kansas State play. He's down there to a sale. They took a bunch of quarter horses down there to sale. You know, he manages Gentry Farm over here, and they're big in the quarter horse business. And I didn't have time to – I was still – clocking horses and didn't have time to talk to him much, but he went to the football games to watch Kansas State. He's a Kansas State grad, and watched him play, and he's going back this weekend. Said he'd be back Tuesday.
Well, good. I hope it's successful for him. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a big thank you party for the Thoroughbred Times at Old Friends on October the 7th. The staff's going to come, and we're going to thank them for all the stuff they did for us over the years. People probably know this.
Oh, I hated to see that that go out.
That was terrible. Yeah. It's terrible, but you know, I think they're fairly upbeat about somebody coming in and bidding on it and keeping it intact. So they're
really,
yeah.
Well, I hope so. Mark Simon's a nice guy. I've known Mark for a long, long time.
Mark's great. Oh, everybody, Mark and Tom Law and Mary Simon. I mean, the whole gang over there, Z, everybody's really great.
Mary's an excellent writer, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's really, really good.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. And Frank Angst and, you know, one of our big supporters, Nicole Russo, just took a job there like a month ago.
Oh,
she moved from New York.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, but that's all right. We'll get to exploit her while she's unemployed. She can volunteer for Old Friends and write for us. She was doing their online daily reporting.
Yeah, well, bring her by. Maybe we'll do a little resume on the air for her. Maybe somebody that doesn't know me will hire her.
I love it.
All right. Hey, I got to catch up. I missed a whole segment while Jackie was in here talking. I was outside clocking. So,
well, you did a great job, and it was really great listening to Jim talk about the Secretariat Festival.
You know, yeah, boy, they got so much going down.
It's going to be great.
It's unbelievable.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Well, 18 yearlings by Malibu Moon were sold during the first three sessions at Keeneland. 17 brought $100,000 or more. 14 sold for $150,000 or more. And 3 went for $375,000, $310,000, and $300,000. Malibu Moon is one of the nation's elite sires. He currently ranks 6th on the sire list with the earners of more than $5,571,000. He is represented by 5 2012 graded stakes winners. Stan's Spendthrift Farm, that's the home also of Grade 1 winner Arch 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 by Arch, Grade 1 winner Into Mischief by Harlan's Holiday, Grade 1 winner Line of David by Lionheart, multiple graded stakes winner in Grade 1 place Notional by In Excess. Incidentally, that's the sire also of Indian Charlie. Grade 1 winner Patty El Prado by El Prado. Graded stakes winner Temple City by Dinah Former. Out of a half-sister to Malibu Moon. Grade 1 winner Tisway by Tisnow. Multiple graded stakes winner Tis Wonderful. Tisnow's most precocious stunted stud. Grade 1 stakes winner War is Reward by Medaglia Doro. And a graded stakes winner Wilburn. He's by Bernardini. First falls by Inner Mischief, Notional, and Tis Wonderful Racing. And they're winning. Tis Wonderful had another winner yesterday down at Calder. They're winning in top company. And they've, of course, 2-year-olds this year by those three studs. Check them out at SpendthriftFarm.com. Never too early to reserve a season for 2013. Just give them a call, 294-0030, and ask for either Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Sean Fell or Ned Toffey.
The American Produce Record CD-ROM is now in stock at PrisNet.com. The APR is packed with 50 years of North American broodmare production and race records, including statistics for all weather starts, the only product of its kind. The APR includes sales data since 1986, as well as maiden stats on 2 and 3-year-olds of this year. Pedigrees dating back to 1950, the American Produce Records from Bloodstock Research Information Services is a must for industry professionals. Order the APR today at brisnet.com or call 859-223-4444.
Well, Bob and John have sired more than 40 winners in his first crop. Lady Candidate has won the Maria Storm Stakes at Arlington this year. John's Golden Run Stakes winner in Canada. And winning where the going's tough. They win at They've had winners at Saratoga, at Belmont, at Pimlico, Del Mar, Laurel, Aqueduct, the Fairgrounds, Oaklawn, Santa Anita, Gulfstream, Monmouth Park. Arlington, Parks. Wouldn't go on. Probably left some out. But you should get the picture. Bob and John sign runners at major tracks all over North America. Grade 1 winner Bob and John won over $996,000. He's by seeking the goal out of the greatest stakes winner minister's melody by deputy minister, and he stands at Pin Oak Stud. That's the home also of Broken Vow, Cowboy Cal, and Sky Classic. Broken Vow is the sire of 16, 2000, 12 stakes winners. Only Giant's Causeway has more. That's routine for Broken Vow. The first foals were Cowboy Cal, a yearling, outstanding individuals. He's a multiple greatest stakes winner. He also ran second in 3 grade 1 stakes. He earned over $1 million. He's by Giant's Causeway. Sky Classic, of course, is sired 6 champions, 58 stakes winners, and over 100 stakes horses. Inquire to Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens. See the website at pinoakstud.com. All right, I don't know what to do now.
Oh, I'm sure you'll come up with something.
Yeah, well, I've got all behind in my works there. These damn people training horses late in the mornings, you know.
It's unbelievable. I remember when they used to train them in the dark for a different reason.
Well, listen, when I start out in the morning, it's dark.
Yes.
I'm here at 5:30. Well, of course, they've got lights here, but yeah. Still, you know.
So they got Seabiscuit going, running them in the dark so nobody could see the work.
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah, yeah. I've had people out here try to do that. In fact, I've seen them work before the lights come on.
Really?
Yeah, of course, I would know who in the hell they were.
But no, they can just hear it. I thought after all these years, you'd be recognized the horse by his footsteps.
Yeah. Somehow they all sound alike. But anyway, it was a hectic this morning, and I was hoping it wouldn't be, but go on. What are you doing now?
Well, we got got some nice racing today.
Yeah.
Belmont, they got that nice race with all those fillies in it. We got a filly in there named Risky Rachel, who's Dancing Renee's foal.
Oh, okay.
And she's a, you know,
is that
she's
the
in
Gallant
a,
Bloom she's going?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And she's in a little tight. I mean, she's won a lot of races, but they've been against New York bred, so she's moving up. But uh-huh. she's in great shape, and we're very excited about that possibility and wish her a lot of luck and Sanford Bacon a lot of luck. Because Sanford Bacon, the owner and breeder, you know, here's a guy that he breeds them, he owns them, he races them, and he retires them all by himself. And he's a great guy. So it's going to be really, I really hope she runs well. It'd be great. And it's a winner, and you're in, and it'd be very exciting for Sanford if she got to go to the Breeders'
Cup. Is that a grade two? Or no?
I think so. Yeah. Hold on a second. I'll check my reference album here.
You remember Gallant Bloom?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. King Ranch filly. Gallant Man filly. Champion 3-year-old of a year. Nice filly. I might talk about it a little bit later on in the show if I've got time. Grade 2.
Grade 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. She was.
I mean, this is, you know.
I don't think she wasn't beaten as 3, although it was a. She ran second. She ran, finished second in one race, but was moved up to first.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna
talk about Gallant
Bloom. I think it would be interesting in the racing form. And I'm not telling them what to do because I really like John Hardick, the publisher, and everybody. But I think it would be real interesting if they just did some, even if it's just a few paragraphs on each time that there's a stakes race named after a horse. If they did a little paragraph or two on the horse and why that horse has got a race named after.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great.
You know,
because a lot of people wouldn't remember Gallant Bloom.
Exactly.
Because they're not as old as you and I.
That's right. You and I's only 21.
Yeah.
You know who came to the farm yesterday? It was such a treat. A Hall of Fame trainer, Leroy Jolly.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, he was a good one.
Whew. Yeah, yeah. Honest pleasure. So we got to see Kiri's Clown, one of Foolish Pleasure's sons. And, of course, he trained Gulch. Before Lucas, and
how do you like Gulch's looks now?
Couldn't believe it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, "Man, I can't believe what he looks like." I said, "I know. I don't know how he does it. He does his exercise. He eats better than me. He feels better than me. He runs better than me. His back's better than me. I mean, everything's better."
Yeah.
Lifetime earnings. He's cuter. You know, he's got more hair. You know, there's a lot of things better. But then we went up to the cemetery, and he didn't know we had Fortunate Prospect, and he was like really emotional about
seeing
Fortunate Prospect's grave because he said, "Man, that horse is unbelievable."
Yeah.
He told me a story. He said, you know, he won his first start by like 20 lengths. Mm-hmm. And then I think they put him in a grade 3 and he won that by 17 lengths. And Gerald Robbins, Jerry Robbins, who's a friend of Sanford Bacon's, actually, mm-hmm. and I think still has horses, he called Leroy up and said, Leroy, we're going to go to Florida. We're going to buy this horse.
Mm.
So Jerry sent his private plane up to New York to pick up Mr. Jolly, and off they went back down to Florida. Well, they had dinner that night, and they were going to get up the next morning and watch Fortune or Prospect work out. And apparently word had leaked out to somebody who was not very happy about the fact that the current owners were going to sell Fortune or Prospect to Jerry Robbins, and Leroy Jolly was going to be the trainer. Because when they got to the barn early in the morning, it was dark, and there was police cars all around and all kinds of commotion, and Leroy says somebody had taken a screwdriver and hit him a bunch of times in his front leg right through his bandages. And so Jerry said, well, let's wait a few weeks, see how he does. And they did, and he came out of it, and he won a lot of stakes races. And then he saw Precisionist Graves just down from Fortune or Prospect. Man, we ran against him a lot of times, too.
Yeah.
Says, you know, so it was really nice seeing somebody come to the farm who recognized what these horses did, that trained some of them, that ran against some of them, that can tell you some of the personality quirks and some of the stories that don't often get told about these horses. So
yeah.
It was really, really great.
Rusty, what was that piece of paper that blew off over here? Wasn't my, some of my works, was it?
No.
No, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Excuse me, folks. I just had to find out. Oh, okay. All right.
So we're going to the Secretary Festival. That'll be fun with Rapid Redux. He's all excited. You know, he's a great-great-grandson of Secretary.
Yeah.
Rapid
Redux. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's got some relatives, and Penny's going to be glad to see him because he won the Vox Populi Award and all that. Oh, I can tell you're getting ready here. He's on the muscle. About 10 seconds to post.
I got
to
catch up.
Go right ahead.
Well, last Saturday at Belmont, the grade $350,000 noble damsel was won by Naples Bay, a four-year-old filly by Giants Causeway, bred by Albert and Joyce Bell and sold as a wing in a Keeneland for $350,000, trained by Christopher Clement. Naples Bay is the 18th 2012 stakes winner by Giants Causeway. He's the nation's leading sire of 2012 stakes winners. He's also the number one ranked sire of on the 2012 North American Sire List, with the earners of over $7,250,000. Numbered among his 18 stakes winners are 11 graded stakes winners, 2 grade 1. Also last Saturday, Majestic Warrior was represented by his ninth first crop winner when Symphony 40 won a colt bred in Kentucky by Cloris C. Clark, won a maiden special at Calder by 2 1/4 lengths. Majestic Warrior ranks second on the freshman sire list for money won. 3 have placed in stakes today, including Drum Roll in the grade 3 Sapling. Now, he's also got another winner since then down at Calder. So now he has 10 two-year-old winners. He's number one in that category. And Majestic Warrior won the grade one hopeful himself as a two-year-old. He's by APND out of grade one winner Millionaire Dream Supreme. Giants Causeway, Majestic Warrior, both stand at Kumho's Ashford Stud. Leading sires are potential leading sires only at Kumho.
When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
From the Toyota of Nicholasville studio, this is WLXG Lexington, ESPN, Sports Radio 1300.
Toyota Nicholasville, where price sells cars.
Well, Steve Asmussen is one of the nation's most successful trainers, so it's noteworthy when he calls Majestic Perfection the fastest horse I've ever seen. Majestic Perfection won the grade one Alfred G. Vanderbilt by 2 1/4 lengths, beating Big Drama, 6 furlongs, 108-3, posting a 115 buyer. Also sprinted 6 furlongs in a new track record of 107-1, 108-1, and 108-3. In fact, he was undefeated on a fast track. The day he ran a 107-1, his buyer was a 117. Majestic Perfections by Harlan's Holiday, sire of 12 2012 stakes winners, three of them two-year-olds, including My Special Jays, winner of the Group 2 Keeneland Debutante Stakes at the Cora, and Shanghai Bobby, winner of the Grade 2 Hopeful. An absolutely gorgeous individual, thus the name. Majestic Perfection covered a full book in his first season at stud. First foals arrived this year, superb. Now booking for 2013. At Mr. and Mrs. Burt and C. Jones Airdrie Stud, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All righty, Michael, back to you.
Well, you're mentioning Albert and Joyce Bell had the nice horse over at Coolmore. You know, they bred Medaglia d'Oro.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And so when we got Cappuccino Kid, who's a half, who's out of the same dam as Medaglia d'Oro, unfortunately, it was a gelding. Unfortunately for the people that owned him. But anyway, fortunately for us. And so he's at old friends now. But
yeah, what kind of racehorse was he now?
He was good. I mean, he won some nice races. He won about $500,000.
Maybe because he was a gilly.
Yes, that might very well be.
Yeah, it happened.
You know, I know. And it's, you know.
Somebody said that might have moved me up.
We had, I won't mention who the person is, but we had a person who's well known in the horse business who went all the way to New York to see commentators because he wanted him as a sire. Mm-hmm. And wanted to sand him as a stallion. When he got there, he found out that he'd been gelded like 5 years earlier.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Well, Ned, but you better not mention it.
No. I won't. Everybody makes mistakes, and I'm number one on that list for sure.
Yeah, well, following me.
Oh, my God. You know, it's funny. The racing's been so good lately. I mean, I love this time of year for racing.
Hey, Troy. Come on in, sit down. Have you met Michael Blowen?
How are you?
Hey, nice to meet you.
You know Amelia?
Hey, Michael, you. Pleasure.
Amelia Foyan. Yeah. You have to get in front of that mic
here,
for a second.
Let Amelia sit down.
Yeah, sit down, Millie.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
I sit down next to you.
All right.
every morning.
She says she sits down next to me every morning.
She's had enough already.
I always get a hug.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Get close to that mic a little bit there, Troy. Troy Rankin took I'm Bound to Score up to Woodbine last Saturday. When was Sunday?
It was last Saturday.
Last Saturday.
15th.
You would remember. And you had a pretty good trip.
It was quite enjoyable. I say the people at Woodbine were the most hospitable anywhere I've ever been. When we got off the trailer and unloaded the horse, they were all quick to help me whatever I needed to get done, the stakes coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
The hospitality was just unreal up there.
Of course, the horse won. That's the reason I've got him sitting
wire
there.
To wire.
Yeah, I know. You were,
I'm just adding it. I'm not saying you didn't know that. I'm just trying to help you here.
I can't shut him up.
But
you were a little surprised to see him go right to the front, weren't you?
Yeah, I kind of anticipated coming out of the tie row that he would go to the front, and they would let us go to the front, but I thought Sarah could get him back. But
Sarah's your rider now.
Sarah Rook, she's been riding him the last three rides, and she's done a great job. She knows the horse.
Was that her first races up at the Woodbine? First, she ever ridden up there before?
I'm not sure about the... Well, I don't think she had rode at Woodbine, and that was her first graded stakes, too.
Sarah Rook.
Yeah.
Well, she rode him in the Tyro, and then he won the stakes down at Colonial Downs prior to that.
That was her first trip on him right there. That's when him and her are just, they become one individual on that track. She rides him the best I've ever seen anybody.
Well, hell, nobody else ridden him but her.
Well, we had Victor and Pino. And
right. Well, the three that counted, though.
Yeah, the three that counted. That's right.
Yeah. So it was a fun trip.
It was fabulous. You know, it's a life experience of a lifetime for me.
Yeah. How you hauled him up by yourself. How long did it take you?
It just took us about 10 and a half hours. It was I was thinking it would be close to the New Jersey trip, but... But it was really a good trip, you know, right up 75.
Yeah.
We made it through the border with nobody getting locked up.
Millie said she'd Saturday morning.
We wouldn't let Millie go through the border with us. So we'd all been in
there. Well, they probably wouldn't have let her in. They probably wouldn't have let her in.
They probably let her go and kept all of us.
Anyway, she was up here on the clock stand last Saturday, and she says, I just talked to Troy, and he's washing out.
the other trainers in the barn, they didn't put us in a stakes barn. That was nice. They put us in barns with other trainers.
Uh-huh.
And there's a little girl there from Vancouver. Her name was Anita, and she really watched over for me. One day, my boys, they all wanted to go down to Niagara Falls, and I said, well, I really don't want to leave the horse. And she said, you go on and leave them. I'll take care of the horse. And she said, you're washing out real bad.
I've got a little, somebody told me a little story about that trip to Niagara Falls. They said, well, it cost $15 to walk out on the platform to see it, and you wouldn't do it.
Well,
that's Reed Dale's the
hay. They wanted $12 to go in the tower to look down.
Yeah.
Oh, I raised all kinds of cane. I said, I can see it right here for nothing.
And how much was the boat ride down there?
I think it's about 15 a person.
Yeah, you turned it.
I wasn't going in.
Now, let me, this was prior to the race.
It was prior.
Well, now, you know, that
well, he was saving his money because the horse paid $23.50 for crying out loud. So you think of his $2, every $2 he spent, that was $23.50 in his investment portfolio.
Well, he picked up U.S. money, $154,000. That's what the purse was. Let me see what it was to the winner. Let me see now. I'm gonna check up on you here.
Is the IRS listening to this?
Well, that was to the winner, $154,305. And you won't pay $12 to get in the damn boat and go look at the Niagara Falls.
That was before the race he was washing out, but after the race he was doing something else.
Well, did they have a steaks dinner for you or luncheon or something like that?
They had us a steaks dinner, and they took us in at 12, I washed out. I sat there and eat my dinner, and 30 minutes I was out of there, and I left my boys in there to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So they spent the afternoon. This is a great story. My youngest one went with me this time. Cody was in college.
Your son?
My youngest son.
Okay. Yes.
But he got to talking to the different gentlemen that had horses in the race come by and was talking to him. Well, he took up with a gentleman. His name was, Shirley. I can't think of his last name. But he owned.
Guy named Shirley. I don't want to know it.
But he owned, I think the horse was named, is it Fierce Jockey?
Not in this race.
It might have been another race that he was in, but he was sitting there talking to Jacob, and they got to going back and forth. And he went, on Jacob's lead, he went and made a bet on this horse, and I think he made two bets.
Mm-hmm.
He won $11,000. They couldn't pay him out of the. There's like $500 a person.
Now, this was a friend of your son's.
He just met the gentleman. He was running a horse in another race. The horse's name was Fierce Jockey.
Okay.
They got the camaraderie back and forth, and Jacob
touted him on this horse.
Put him on this horse, so he bet it. And how he bet, he had made two bets, and one was $5,000, one was $6,000.
Oh my goodness!
He was sure glad.
Well,
he got
how much
to
did Jacob bet?
Well, he offered. I think Jacob bet about 40 or 50 bucks.
Yeah, he did all right too. Yeah,
he got enough money to put brakes on his truck. He said.
Now you met a couple of Hall of Fame trainers while you were.
Yes, Mark Frostat and Roger Atfield.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
they run against me in the race, and I got to meet Mark's wife first, and she was carrying on with me, and she took me over to meet Mark and Roger, and I really didn't know them, but when she introduced me to them, she was told me how they were Hall of Fame trainers and everything, and then she patted me on the shoulder and said, "This is the young man that just whipped you boys." But she had a lot of fun out of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Oh, that is great.
I got to take a break. Got to catch up here. All right. Well, listen, Troy, I just wanted you to come in. Horse came back, all right. One other thing I want to ask you before you go. Are you going to the Breeders' Cup for this horse?
We're going. Yeah, we're going to.
Good Lord willing, and the horse stays sound.
Anything?
You going to van him?
Nah. That's another whole subject about the money. I really want to van him.
So cheap. He was going to.
He's going to throw him out there.
They want
he might like it better.
They want a lot of money to put him on that plane.
Well, this is they pay your way now.
I know, but that plane ride, they want to take the whole money. All of it. They won't leave me $2 to bet with.
Listen, I think it would be great. I think he should go in the trailer. I do. I think he should go in the trailer. I think he have fun. You know, Ernie Poulos, D. Poulos told me that Ernie and Black Tie Affair put on 180,000 miles in their trailer driving around, and all Black Tie Affair wanted to do was be on that trailer, and they had a ball. And he used to love to go like to the drive through at McDonald's and tell the people that this horse in the back won the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Well, Tom Devereaux had an old horse out of Keeneland many, many years ago that he did always run better off a trailer. And if he ran him at Keeneland, he put him on a trailer and drive him around for about half an hour before he brought him in. That's the truth.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, and he won all kinds of money with that.
He loves traveling. The media is calling him from Ontario, or calling him the Kentucky Shipper because he's been at so many different tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't know where in the hell to run.
He obviously likes
it. He's confused. That's what it is. Yeah, all right. Troy, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you for having me.
I got to catch
good
up.
Seeing you.
Good seeing you, too. Congratulations.
First semi-rise climbing the list of leading third crop sires. Among sires now, it stood in North America, only Bernardini and Flower Alley rank above him. His 7 2012 stakes winners have won 11 stakes. They've earned over $3,393,000. He's the sire of the undefeated Executive Privilege, considered by many to be the best two-year-old filly in America. A $650,000 graduate of the old BS April sale, trained by Bob Baffert. She's won the Grade 1 Del Mar Debutante, the Grade 3 Sorrento, and the $150,000 Landalucy Stakes, likely favorite for the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. First Samurai is also the sire of the undefeated two-year-old Get Happy Mister, winner of three stakes to date, including the $100,000 Gold Rush Fortuity. First Samurai won the Grade 1 Hopeful, the Grade 1 Champagne as a two-year-old, the Grade 2 Fountain of Youth at three. He's by leading sire Giants Causeway. He stands at Cleveland Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams and see the website at ClevelandFarm.com.
Here are two names to remember in the horse business, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. The Clay Ward Agency, founded in 1931 by James Clay Ward, had been providing the finest in equine insurance for some 80 years. Success was based on hard work, dedication, attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. Quality still carried on today. Whatever your insurance needs, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the professionals at the Clay Ward Agency are positioned to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Give Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, or John Hess a call, 987-1861, or stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Paris. Ask about the services available also at Indian Creek, where many of the major stakes winners, both here and abroad, first saw the light of day. Indian Creek has raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, and the Clay Ward Agency has insured many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency, that's a winning combination.
Vinery's Florida Training Center has been the launching pad for literally dozens of winners, and they provide state-of-the-art facilities and a highly skilled staff to take your yearling from day one to the winner's circle. There's a 7/8 of a mile training track, a 3/4 mile turf track, an aquasizer, round pens, shady turnout paddocks, everything you need to start your youngsters the right way. Give the folks at Vinery a call. Here in Kentucky, the number is 455-9388. Talk to John Gasper or Steve Castanola, Francis Rillian or Grant Williamson. Visit the farm and inspect the stallions. Congrats, Kodiak Cowboy, Limehouse, the internationally successful More Than Ready, Pioneer of the Nile, Pure Prize, Street Hero. Never too early to make plans for the 2013 breeding season. Vinery, with superb facilities in Kentucky, New York, and Florida, provides the finest care available for your thoroughbred. So we'll make that visit and check the website at vinery.com. All right. Whew. Boy, it's been quite a week, hasn't it? We're getting new hardwood floors at home.
Did you? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Friend of mine's putting them in, Terry Tubbs. And, he's a handy son of a gun. I mean, he can do anything. And these floors are going to be big. Jackie's been lobbying for these floors for 17 years.
What's Betsy think?
Well, Betsy,
I want to get Betsy's opinion on all this.
Well, yeah, I don't think Betsy cares one way or the other.
I don't think she cares. No, as long as she can motor around, she don't care.
But Terry is a great guy, and he's really good. If you ever need him, let me give you Terry's number just in case. 707-9615, 707-9615. And that's a free plug for Terry Tubbs because he's done a great job on this. Going to help us move our furniture back today, right, Jackie?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'd like to help you too, but unfortunately my back hurts and I'm not going to be able to.
Oh, yeah, I knew that you were dying to do that.
Yeah, okay.
I got some pills I'll let you have.
Good. I can add to the mix.
You move anything on these pills.
I've been threatening to sell them in the parking lot over at Walmart.
There you go. join the club.
Right. Oh, what do you do? Have you got your winner? Did you your loser? Or did you? Or you haven't had time to pick one.
No, no.
What happened last week?
Well, my loser finished. He lost too bad. It was terrible. He finished like eighth.
Eighth? Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I did find another one who finished second to a short price favorite, but he was 19-1. Trifecta was pretty good, but that was after the.
Because the week before, the horse had won, remember?
Yes. They're goofing me up. He's either eighth or first. It's terrible. It's really terrible.
Well, I hate to see you picking all these losers winning, you know.
I know. It's ruining my whole system. It's also giving me false confidence. I don't.
Well, goes the wallet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Troy had a great trip up there, didn't he?
Oh yeah, isn't he fun?
He's a great a nice guy. I really hope he takes him to the trailer. I think that makes a great story.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he's basically a farmer. You know, that's how basically
cattle hay.
Well, you know, obviously he talked about all the people that he works with. Obviously, he trusts these people to help him with the horse and do all this kind of stuff. And he keeps talking about the team, and those are the people that deserve to win.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Anyway, I think as a sentimental loser pick, I'm going to pick Risky Rachel. She's 12-1. She might go off at 20-1. As I say, because she is a New York bred, but she's always made a really, really good effort, and she loves Belmont Park. And that's really important because the Belmont Park horses that come from Saratoga a lot of times don't win at Belmont Park and vice versa. Horses going up from Belmont to Saratoga don't win. You know, it takes a very specific kind of horse to enjoy the Big Sandy, as they call it. And I think she's gonna make the leader be right close to it. And, you know, she's had five starts at Belmont with three wins, a second, and a third. So she's never finished out of the money at Belmont. So
what's Big Sandy?
That's what they call it.
Call what?
Belmont Park.
Why?
Because the track has a big sand base in it.
Well, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you listen to this show, you find out a lot of stuff, don't you?
Oh, boy, it's just fabulous.
Boy, I can't wait for Dr. Byers to get back, though. Holy mackerel, we can only do this for so long.
I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's got to get some good information.
Doc is due back in a couple of weeks, and we're going to work with Doc and see if we can't get him, even if we have to talk to him on the phone.
We'll get him back.
I think we can get him back on, and we really miss him.
And yeah, it's awful. We're hanging out here.
We
should
have a road
trip.
We'll go up to Rochester, Minnesota, and really set him back.
Yeah.
All right, Michael. What fundraisers you got coming up? Man?
Well, we've got the party for the Thoroughbred Times, which we hope will also be a fundraiser.
When is that again?
That's October the 7th.
Okay.
So it's going to be Sunday. It's a Sunday. It's going to run from about noon to 2:30.
Now, is that at the farm?
Yes.
Okay.
It's at the farm.
When does Keeneland open?
That'll be opening weekend to Keeneland.
Okay.
So people will be able to, you know, they might miss the first couple of races, but, you know, they'll get there in time for the feature and stuff. And the other thing we're going to do is we're having a group of really nice writers come and sign their books. Milt Toby's going to come and sign his newer book. Mm-hmm. A woman named Susan Nusser, who wrote a book called Kentucky Derby Dreams, which is about a year in the life, really, of Taylor Made Farm, which is really an interesting book. And Mr. Nicholson, who you had on the show earlier, like Milt, his book on the Kentucky Derby. So they're all going to come and sign their books.
Oh, good. That's good.
We're a very literary group over there, you know.
Yeah, the horses can read and count. And
do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Special Ring, did I tell you about Special Ring's trick now?
What?
He, you know, we talk about how thoroughbreds before the race have to be identified by the horse identifier, by the tattoo. And now he's got it down where if I ask him to show his tattoo, he just rolls his lip back and shows it to everybody.
Oh, funny.
We had two people die of heart attacks on the farm laughing so hard. You know, it's a price you pay.
That's so funny. That's cute.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
Yeah.
And Popcorn Delights is trying to do it. And it's really funny to watch him try it because he keeps going like this, moving his upper lip, trying to get it off. And he can't do it. I said, I guess it takes a grade one stakes winner to figure this out.
That's it.
Anyway, it's great to see everybody.
Well, I'm glad you can make it. I hope you're back.
Yeah, me too. I gotta find, you know, next time I gotta get a stool with a back to it.
Yeah, that's right. And a seatbelt. You know, some saloons have seatbelts on their stools. They don't.
I think Ralph's got to have those in his bar whenever he opens that up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys. Come visit if you get a chance.
Well,
as they say, racketeers around and Dancing Renee and a couple more on the waiting list.
How many got out there now?
I don't know, but I think this is what I think is the major setback for Dr. Byers, because he used to stand at the gate and say, no more.
Doug goes out of town.
I told him when I talked to him on the phone the other day, I said, well, since you've been, you know, you've been gone, husband, the sky's the limit. Now, come on in, open up those gates. Yeah, there's another room in here. Yeah, rain, get some more grass, you'll be fine. Now I'm going to hit Troy up for some hay. You think
I
can do that?
I don't know.
I'm going to try to do that. Troy, if you're still listening to the program, I'm begging for hay.
Keep driving.
I know. I want the same hay that you get those stakes winners. When and you're in, I want that hay. Whatever you feed that horse, that's what we want.
I couldn't help but tease him about not paying $12 to go.
Oh, I know. That was funny.
That was funny.
I love it.
That was
funny. That's funny. Sounds like you.
There you go.
My mother and my stepfather went up to New England one time. My mother had never seen Plymouth Rock. She said, I want to see Plymouth Rock. They drove and drove and drove. There was a sign, Plymouth Rock. He said, there, see, it's down there. It kept right on going.
Well, it's really not much.
Well.
It's really funny. You go to Plymouth and you go down a little set of stairs. It's right near the water. And it's a rock. And
it's a rock.
Sign, Plymouth Rock 1600, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And but they put a fence around it.
What?
A chain link fence. It really looks cheesy.
Like somebody was going to carry it off.
Huh? I don't know.
That's hilarious.
Well, they probably would chip away on it, you know.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
You know how tourists are.
Well, see, now we know it is. Yeah, now we know how some tourists are.
Yeah. Look at it. Here comes somebody wanting to work. Tell them the damn track's closed. All right, Michael.
Herschel, thanks a lot, buddy. See you next week.
Okay. Well, winner of the Group 2 Acom Stakes at York after a 12-length score in a maiden special, Dun Dunnell was a closing second, beating the nose in the Group 2 Champagne Stakes at Doncaster last Saturday. He's a colt with great potential. He's from the first crop of First Defense. First Defense won Grade 1 Stakes, and although speed was his forte, he has a classic pedigree. He's by Unbridled Song, a son of classic winner and classic sire Unbridled, out of Grade 1 winner Honest Lady, a daughter of classic winner and classic sire Seattle Slough. And Honest Lady is a half-sister to the classic winner and brilliant sire Empire Maker. There are more runners like Dun Dunnell waiting in the wings, and First Defense has already demonstrated his ability to sire top-class stakes winner. Stands at Judmont Farm, home also of the proven sire of Grade 1 stakes winner, Mizzen Mast. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke, Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com. Well, in stakes last weekend, the 1-2 finishes in the Grade 1 $1 million Woodbine Mile were raised on McCauley Brothers products. The winner, Wise Dan, was raised at Patch and Wilkes Farm for breeder Morton Fink. And second place, Hunter's Bay, was raised at Adena Springs. And there's more. Carving, winner of the C.F. Applebaum Stakes at Fairplex. And Plus One, winner of the Allison McClay Stakes at Penn National, were both raised at Windstar Farm. It's My Lucky Day, winner of the Calder's Foolish Pleasure Stakes, was bred by Liberation Farm and Brandywine Farm, raised at Brandywine. Spring to the Sky, winner of Belmont's Groovy Stakes, was bred by Phillips Racing Partnership, raised at Derby Dam. Mucho Mas Macho, winner of the Needle Stakes at Calder, was bred and raised at Adena Springs. And For Tales, winner of the Winnipeg Futurity up in Canada, was bred and raised by Belvedere Farm. That's the winners of 7 stakes, including a Grade 1 stakes, in one weekend. Congratulations to all from McCauley Brothers. Why don't you join the winning team? Just call Mike Warren or Dave Longmire, the number is 873-3333, or you can stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, where it's all about the horse. All right, my friend Jim Fitzgerald, I'm going through the sales results out there daily, and it looks to me like he had an awfully good sale. I know I don't remember him having a chargeback. I think everything that he sent into the ring, he did have a couple of outs. Well, that happens to everybody. But everything he went through the ring and he had beaucoup to sell, they all sold. And that's because Jim knows how to get them ready. And they look good. And, of course, Jim owns Knott Griffin Farm over in Bourbon County. Well, he's got one of the one in Bourbon County is for sale, but he's got another property over in Harrison County, right across the Bourbon County line, just across the creek and on the right, going out Cynthiana Road, and you'll see it. Incidentally, the Knott Griffin for sale in Bourbon County is a great location. It's just a mile and a half off of the bypass on 460, and Tom Biedemann's got it listed, so look it up. And anyway, Jim had a great sale. It appeared to me. I haven't talked to Jim, but when they all go, when they all sell, well, look to that. That's a pretty good indication. I know the buybacks were down, but it looked like they were completely gone from Jim's consignment. Now, Jim, let me give you Jim's phone number. If you would like to do business with him, a great guy to do business with, it's Bourbon County number 987-8032 in Bourbon County, and that's Jim Fitzgerald at Knott Griffin Farm, KNOCKGRIFFINFarm.com.
Run that body one more time. Tell me how you better beat on me.
I think we're catching up a little bit there. Jackie, would you give me one of those drinks over there?
What? Coke?
No, the other one. I can't eat a banana and talk at the same time.
You could have right then, you could have had a bite.
Could have had a bite.
I think it's low blood sugar. I think it is.
Yeah. I'm having dizzy spells. Somebody said it's my natural
Have you had one lately?
I just finished one of those.
I know. It's for me to take home. It's mine.
Alrighty. Well, we were talking, they're running a gallon of Bloom up in New York today, so I might talk a little bit about her because I don't think a lot of people remember her. I remember her very well. She was foaled in 1966. She was a three-year-old in 69, champion three-year-old that year. I remember that because that was the first year that I was eligible to vote for the championships. You know, they didn't have Eclipse Awards at that time, so I had a vote voting for the champions that year, and she was the champion three-year-old filly, and she was by Gallant Man, of course, who the Belmont Stakes winner, same crop as Bull Ruler, Round Table, and all those horses. Out of a mare named Multiflora by Bo Max. Yes. Bo Max was an unraced stallion. It's still, I think he was unraced. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was. He was a King Ranch horse. And Gallant Bloom was bred and owned by King Ranch. W.J. Hurst was a trainer. And as two-year-old, she was awful good two-year-old for us. She started 10 times, had 6 wins in a second. Ran 3 times out of the money. She won her first start up in June by 9 at Belmont. Came right back and won the National Stallion Stakes. Philly division, of course. Then she turned in 3 straight bad races. I don't understand that. But she did. July the 10th, she ran 5th. Got beat 11 lengths, going 5.5 furlongs at Monmouth. And they said she tired. Well, she just coming off a stakes win. And then she ran dead last, got beat 23 lengths in the sorority at Monmouth Park. And they said in there, tired again. Then they sent her over to Saratoga for the spinaway, and she ran 8th. Of 10, got beat 18 lengths and stopped, was what the official chart said. So, why? I don't know. They sent her over to Aqueduct. Now, see, those races were, the last one, they were in July. On August the 30th, she started going 6 furlongs, and she beat Chouvet at Aqueduct. Then she won the Matron by 9 lengths.
So I don't understand why in the world with those three bad races, and then she comes right back and whips a filly like Chuvie. Of course, it was 6 furlongs, but still, she beat her. And then won the Matron by as far as in Tour Rock. And then she ran second in the Frisette. She just got beat a neck by Chuvie, who, of course, went on herself to be champion later on in her career. She was by Nazra. Best thing Nazra ever sighed, as a matter of fact. And then she won, we're talking about Gallant Bloom now, that she won going a mile and 70 yards at Garden State. And then she won the Gardenia, which at that time was the richest stakes for two-year-old fillies. It was a Garden State, and she won by a length and a half, beating Chuvie. So, as a three-year-old, she was a champion three-year-old filly. She was undefeated in 8 starts, although one of those was through the disqualification of another filly. First start of the year was on May the 28th at Aqueduct. She at the Liberty Bell Handicap. That was not at Liberty Bell Track, which is the old track in Pennsylvania, but it was at Aqueduct. And she bleeped a nice filly named Clem's Fairy Tale, who was by Clem, obviously. Came back and won going a mile and 70 at Monmouth Park, and she went to the post-Deb Stakes at Monmouth Park. She beat Process Shot, another top filly, going a mile and 70 in the post-Deb Stakes. Came back and won the Monmouth Oaks, going a mile and an eighth, won by 12 lengths, beating Hail to Patsy, a nice filly by Hail to Reason. She finished second in the Delaware Oaks, but she was moved up to first through the disqualification of a filly named Pit Bunny. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she was by Pit Bull, who was a son of Petros, who stood over at Crown Crest Farm at the time. I'm pretty sure that's right. Not going to bet the farm, but I think it's an educated guess or whatever. Came back and won the Gazelle at Belmont, beating Pit Bunny and Chuvie. She won by 3.5 lengths. She won the Matchmaker at Atlantic City by 7, beating a real nice filly, Gamely, who went on to become a great race mare herself. Senator Keeneland was a field of just 4 in the Spinster. She came, no wagering. They chickened out in the betting there because she was such an obvious favorite. She won well in hand and beat a filly named Miss Rebo and Sales Day. I think Sales Day was by 2 market, and Miss Rebo was not by Rebo. I think she was by a horse named Sir Rebo, who stood over at the old Stallion Station like that. She came back and she started 4 times as a 4-year-old. Started out in California. She won the Santa Maria Handicap at Santa Anita. Came back and won the San Margarita Invitational. Won by 7.5 lengths. And then she ran third to Reviewer and Dewan in the Nassau County Handicap at Belmont Park. So she took on the colts that day. And then they tried her in the Suburban, and she was out of the money. That was her last start. Career-wise, Gallant Bloom started 22 times. She won 16 races, 1 second, 1 third, and $535, $535,739. She was a really nice filly. As I say, I remember her real well. I believe she was a relatively flop as a producer. I don't think she sighed through too much anyway. Well, if you breed to race, take a look at Mustanfar. He signed runners, stands for very reasonable stud fee. From 8 starters in his first crop, Mothiba has won 4 times over in Europe, placed in enlisted stakes. Groom of Doom won a maiden special in Mountaineer. That's a nice purse up there. Those maiden specials are nice. Won again at the same track and placed on 5 other occasions. Fortune of Far won a maiden special and has also placed 5 times, 4 times at Oaklawn. Ms. Mustanfar won a maiden special, first time out. She got 2 wins and 2/3. And Must Be Sweet placed in his 3rd start and just sitting on a win. It's not surprising Mustanfar siring hard-hitting runners because he was a multiple graded stakes winner. He won graded stakes at Keeneland and at Belmont Park, placed in grade 1 stakes down at Gulfstream. In fact, just got beat at half a length in what was then the grade 1 Gulfstream Park handicap. Retired with earnings of over $625,000. He is the son of Sire's Unbridled. Call stallion manager Ken Barnes over at Shadwell Farm and ask about Mooston Farm. He can put you in the winner's circle, and then once again, stands for a reasonable fee. The number is 224-4585, and the website is shadwellfarm.com.
To succeed at the races, you need an advantage. That edge is BristNet.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information no one else has. In-depth trainer stats, detailed pedigree data, Brisk class, pace, and speed rating, free membership, handicapping contests, exciting monthly giveaway. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BristNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, 7 yearlings by Distorted Humor were sold in the opening session of the Keeneland sales. The 7 sold for $1,650,000. $850,000, $400,000, $350,000, $340,000, $325,000, and $325,000. In that same session, 4 youngsters by Tisnow brought $500,000, $200,000, $200,000, and $200,000. And the only Spritestown in the session sold for $410,000. Distorted Humor, Tisnow, and Spritestown are 3 of the most successful sires in North America, at the races and in the sales arena. Distorted Humor currently ranks 6th on the 2012 sire list, and according to statistics published by the Jockey Club, he was the number-ranked sire in North America last year. Hall of Famer Tisnow ranks 11th on the current sire list. He's ranked number 1 on the juvenile sire list. Spritestown has climbed to 2nd on the sire list this year, and he's also the 2nd-ranked sire for a number of 2012 stakes winners with 16. Distorted Humor, Tisnow, and Spritestown, all 3 are at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy or Leanna Packard, and see the website at windstarfarm.com. Next week, we're going to have Kate Chenery Tweedy on the show, and she's written the book River Ridge, Penny's First Champion. And he won the, that would have been the 1972 Kentucky Derby. I was there for that race. I remember it very well. And, of course, she also wrote in partnership, incidentally, with a lady, Leanne Meadows, Laden. And she wrote Secretariat's Meadow, The Land, the Family, and the Legend. So this is the 2nd book that they have turned out. And she's going to be on the show. And Reba Ridge, of course, is a horse that I do remember very well, foaled in 1969. Well, of course, he's just like, that was like yesterday. He was my first landing, the son of Turn 2. And that, boy, that's all Chenery there, because they bred First Landing also. First Landing was a champion 2-year-old was his year, and if I'm not mistaken, he was 3rd in the next year's Derby. And Reba Ridge was out of Iberia by Heliopolis, bred and owned, of course, by Meadow Stud. And trained by Lucian Lauren. He won $1,111,347 and 17 wins and 30 starts. He was an outstanding 2-year-old. He'd been the champion 2-year-old of his year. Broke his maiden, his 2nd start up at Belmont on June the 23rd, 1971. He won his next start at Aqueduct and then was out of the money in the Great American Stakes. A horse named Chevron Flight won that. I can't remember who he was by. Man, getting old. Went over to Saratoga and he won the Flash Stakes, and back to Belmont. He beat Chevron Flight in the Futurity. And then in the Champagne, beat him. He won both of those. He closed the season with 2 more wins. He won the Pimlico Laurel Futurity. They weren't running at one of those tracks at that time, and they merged them. And I think it was at Laurel. It was closed temporarily like that. Then the Pimlico Law Futurity, and then he won the Garden State Stakes, which clinched the 2-year-old season for him, championship. Won 7 of his 9 starts. If you're wondering what that banging is in the background, that's Jackie wandering around hitting, killing flies. I'm glad she left her Glock at home. The place would be full of holes. Are you through killing yet, Jackie? Killer instinct comes out of her every now and then. I've seen it many times in my lifetime. I know when it's coming. The next year, Riva Ridge ran 12 times with 5 wins. He started out with a win in the Hibiscus Stakes, which was at Hialeah, which now the only racing that they have down at Hialeah is quarter horse racing during the winter. Somebody, they did it. I think they applied for some racing dates for thoroughbreds. Now, whether they get them or not next year, I don't know. That's all political down there, and it's a mess. That's what happens when politicians get a hold of just about anything, I guess. But anyway, he started out winning by winning the Hibiscus, and then he ran fourth in the Everglades. Then he get out of here with that damn fly swatter jacket. Then he came to Keeneland, and he won the Bluegrass Stakes. And I happened to see that race. I was working at the Daily Racing Form at that time, and the our office was right there in the clubhouse. And running second that day was Sensitive Music. Now, he was trained by Alan Jerkins. And Alan had brought that horse down to run to, you know, get him ready for the Derby. And he stopped in the office because I owned at that time a little mare named Duck Out the Door, daughter of Carrie Back, that he had trained when she was in training. And she was a nice little race mare. She wasn't very big. She stood about 15'2". Maybe that might be stretching it a little bit. I bought her out of the sale in foal to an obscure horse named Cameran II. I think I paid $5,200 for her, $5,600 in foal. Broke the two-year-old, the Cameran, for second. And I sold him to somebody. Who was it? David Greathouse. In a partnership.
He's still speaking to you?
He doesn't speak to me anymore. But he did run third at Keeneland in his second start, but I believe he had some physical problems. I sold him I sold him two of them, a Pago colt and him. And but she went on. She had some nice foals for us, as a fact. Bob Murray, who owned the Billy Merrick Inn at that time, bought just about everything we had out of that mare. We finally got to race one. We were at a little chestnut horse by named Whoosh, who was by Hard Work at a Duck Out the Door. And he was a nice little horse for us. And we won some nice races with him, with Whoosh. But Bob Race bought everything else out of that mare. That's the only foal we got to race out of that mare, wasn't it, Jackie? I believe it. Yeah. And we had a lot of fun with it anyway. Well, I'm running out of time here. Let me take a break and I'll come back. I got one more spot to do, and here it is. All right. Well, 18 yearlings by Malibu Moon were sold during the first three sessions at Keeneland. 17 brought $100,000 or more. 14 sold for $150,000 or more. And 3 went for $375,000, $310,000, and $300,000. Malibu Moon, of course, is one of the nation's elite sires. Currently ranked 6th on the North American sire list with earners of more than $5,571,000. He's represented by 5 2012 graded stakes winners. Stan Spendthrift Farm, that's the home also of Grade 1 stakes winner Arch Arch Arch. He's by Arch. Grade 1 winner In the Mischief by Harlan's Holiday. Grade 1 winner Lion of David by Lionheart. Multiple graded stakes winner and Grade 1 place notional by In Excess. In Excess, the sire also of Indian Charlie. Grade 1 winner Patty O'Prado by El Prado. Graded stakes winner Temple City by Dinah Former. He's out of a half-sister to Malibu Moon. Grade 1 winner Tisway by Tisnow. Multiple graded stakes winner Tis Wonderful. Tisnow's most precocious son at stud. Grade 1 winner Warrior's Reward by Medaglia D'Oro. And graded stakes winner Wilburn by Bernardini. First foals by Inner Mischief, Notional, and Tis Wonderful racing and winning in top company two this year. Check out those three horses over at SpendthriftFarm.com. Never too late, too early, I should say, to reserve a season for 2013. Inquiries to Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Sean Fell or Ned Toffee over at Spendthrift Farm, 294-0030. Anyway, getting back to Getting back to Reva Ridge, he did win the Bluegrass, beat Allen's horse that day. Allen came in the office wanted to go see that mare. And we drove out to the farm, and she was turned out with a bunch of other mares, and we were within 200 yards of him. He spotted her. He said, there she is. There's old Ducky. He's a nice feller. Sold him a filly, by the way. A pago filly that I had in training. He gave me $18,000 for, and he trained her and won the Politely Stakes up east with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She ran on the grass stakes up there, beat a Nijinsky filly. I never will forget that. Yeah. Yeah, well. I should have kept her, but if I'd had her, she'd probably been running the river down. Allen made her stakes win her out of her. All righty. So, of course, he went on the River Ridge and went on and won the Derby, beating Ola Hasse, Hold Your Peace as a Florida horse, and ran fourth in the Preakness in the Slop to BBB. Ooh, BBB was owned by Will Farish and was trained by Dale Carroll, incidentally. Led all the way, if it will, I remember. He won pretty easy that day. It was a sloppy track. He was by a horse named Betterby, who was a triplicate race for Fred Astaire many moons ago. And I think Betterby stood down at Timberlawn Farm. E.K. Thomas is down in Bourbon County. Then, of course, he ran fourth in the Preakness that day, and then he came back and won the Belmont. And went out to Hollywood Park, and he lost his last five starts of the year. So that was his three-year-old season there. So we'll talk a little bit more about him next week. Let's see, from the Thoroughbred Center, we have had 30 winners this month, 14th winners since last week's show. That's two a day. Let's see. Oh, well, one here, I'm not counting that. That I had overlooked earlier, one on the 13th at Kellen Gorder had trained. Horse named Moon On Over. Went down at Turfway on the 13th. Starting on the 15th, though, which was last week, Adolfo Marcias won one down at Kentucky Downs. Juan Rubalcaba won one at Turfway. Troy Rankin, who we had on the show just earlier this week, took I'm Bound to Score up to Woodbine and won the Grade II $250,000 Summer Stakes. That was a win and you're in race. Paul Garcia won at Mountaineer. Tommy Short at Mountaineer. Tommy Short won another one at Mountaineer. Andy Gish won one at Mountaineer. Ted Lucas won one at Presque Isle. So did Jim Rankin. Laura Bielmer won one at Turfway, Jim Cullen at Turfway, and Elise Reed at Turfway. Then last night at Turfway, we won two more, Scooter Hughes and Paul Garcia. Scooter, of course, trains Rahi Strada, who's our resident millionaire out here. And that horse has won $1,200,000. He just got beat a half length in that big stakes down at Kentucky Downs last weekend. So we almost had our seventh stakes winner in the last 3 months. Just a half a length short. Of course, he had won the Arlington Handicap Grade 3 up at Arlington Park and ran third in the Arlington Million. An unlucky third, I might add. He was definitely going to be second with a little better ride, and had a shot of winning it. He just got beat three lengths for all of it. What a dead game horse he is. I love that horse. But anyway, let's see. Jackie, you got something to say over there? We've got about a minute. I don't know if we've got a minute yet or not.
I've got
1 minute.
1 minute? Let me tell you what.
You can tell us where they can see this.
Area Festival's next week. Today at the Horse Park is the Kentucky National. Today and tomorrow, Jumpstart. September 28th, 29th, Special Olympics is the 29th.
Yeah, you pick up the show. We've got it pretty well up to date now on the website.
Yes, it is.
UrselEllisHorseTales.com. And anything else, sweetheart? Where do you stream this thing on? What is it?
WLXG.com.
I don't even understand streaming, you know.
I thought a stream.
It's like we would row, row, row. A little further, we would row, row, row. That's okay. It.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.